Get to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
It's 8:42 at KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway. John on vacation back on Monday. Maybe he's at Graceland. Today's the day, the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley in 1977. We go live. Just outside Memphis, Kevin Kern is the director of public relations for Elvis Presley's Graceland. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning from a very tired Graceland. We're tired. We've been having the vigil all evening into the wee hours of the morning, but we're celebrating the life and legacy of Elvis Presley.
How many hours sleep did you get, Kevin?
I have had 2 hours of sleep.
Well, and, 2 hours.
2 hours, but you know, there are Elvis fans who've had less. They've probably been up 36 hours straight, but it's just truly an awe-inspiring event. I mean, there were around 20,000 people that made their way through the gates of Graceland between 8:30 last night and around 3 o'clock this morning Central when it ended, and they paid their respects to the king during the solemn candlelight vigil and kind of caps off 7 days of Elvis week and celebrating the life and legacy of the man they call the king.
How many people in a year still, after all these years, go through Graceland?
Yeah, we Graceland averages around 600,000 visitors annually, which is quite a large number for a historic home property that was not lived in by a president, and also we're in the central United States. So 600,000 visitors annually is quite a big number. About 20% are from outside the United States. But Elvis Week alone started last Tuesday, caps off this Tuesday, and we've had around 40,000 visitors during those 7 days. So long live the king, Elvis lives.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. I've never been to Memphis or Graceland. I have been to Nashville, but the staying power of Elvis, and I'm looking at your official website. You got Elvis Visa cards, Elvis mobile apps for Apple. You've got your all the social medias to click on. I mean, It's still, after all these years, amazing how he still has such an influence.
It is. You know, it's a phenomenon. But, you know, there are new fans discovering Elvis every day that are discovering his immense body of work. I mean, Elvis has a Facebook page, and 4.5 million fans. He's now a trending topic on Twitter as we speak around the world. And, you know, Elvis has staying power. He was the shot heard around the world in terms of a music revolution. So, you know, he has his place in music history, and there's a reason why people remember him today. And, you know, I get asked this question a lot, you know, why is this? Why do these folks keep coming? Why do they still love Elvis after all this time? And I kind of liken it to a sports franchise. And we know folks are huge Steelers fans. And, you know, it's kind of like an affinity for your favorite sports franchise. And they just happen to like Elvis instead of the Steelers.
I wonder what Elvis would have thought of all this.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably would appreciate it. He always loved the fans. He always took the time to pose for photographs and sign autographs because he knew that he got where he was because of the fans. And little known fact, you may or may not know, Elvis was a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I just have to mention that.
Are you serious?
Huge.
This is
Steelers fan.
I never knew that Elvis Presley was a big Steeler fan.
Yeah, and he loved the Steelers, and second favorite team was the Cleveland Browns. And he actually had 3 television sets here in the TV room at Graceland, kind of the original man cave or media room. And he had 3 TV sets so he could watch 3 football games at one time, and he was a huge Steelers fan. And Memphis is also a very big Steelers country.
Well, now I even like him even more.
Yes, you should.
How much is it to tour Graceland?
We have a varying price scale. We have, of course, discounts for military and seniors, but the average price is around $35 to do the whole shebang of Graceland and all of our exhibits. But you can go to Elvis.com and find out all that sorts of information. Plan your visit not only to Graceland, but also to Memphis, which is the birthplace of rock and roll, home of the blues. We've got Beale Street, where the blues live and where Elvis soaked up his musical influence, but Sun Studio, where not only Elvis, but Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis all got their start. You know, the epicenter of the rock and roll movement is on Union Avenue here in Memphis at Sun Studio. There's a lot to see and do in Memphis, and so we hope folks will come see us and check out the King's Castle Graceland while they're here.
Very cool, and all I could say to you, Kevin, is thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're glad you guys called, and we hope to see you in Memphis very soon.
Yeah, great job. Now get some sleep.
I'll try.
Tomorrow. Kevin Kern is the director of PR with Elvis Presley's Graceland, live from just outside of Memphis on News Radio 1020 KDK. I didn't know Elvis was a big Steelers fan.